matter of.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Sarovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
This week on Mensch of the Week, we figure that this happy segment is very much needed, given the fact that the Mets are performing not so well. And the Mensch of the Week is timely because when the team is not performing well, as the Mets are right now, one of the hardest jobs in the entire world is to be the Mets' social media team, or any team's social media team. When the team is playing badly, your mentions are a trash fire.
I mean, my mentions are a trash fire, and I am not informing like 60% of the island of Staten Island that their baseball team just lost. Like, that's, you know, yeah, like, I can't possibly get better than what we have.
I made one tweet, a positive tweet about Daniel Vogelbach, and my mentions have been a mess for 3 days. I can't even imagine what it's like to be at Mets right now. So our Mensch of the Week this week is the Mets social media team. But there is a specific reason that they are the Mensch of the Week beyond just dealing with all the crap when the team is bad, which is that we just think they do really, really good work, especially the wholesome videos that they do. And one in particular that happened this week that was just the best and is the reason why we decided to make them the Mensch of the Week this week, was a video that they put up on I think pretty much all their social channels. I think it's on Twitter, it's also on Instagram, and I believe it's also on TikTok. It's just one of the social media folks holding out a fist and fist bumping all the players as they come in. surprise, when they fist bump her, she opens her hand and it's like a little piece of candy. And it's just so wholesome. And just seeing the pure delight on some of the players' faces.
This was also the team, as I recall, that put the social media team that put together the guest, the Met, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Exactly. And that was that guest, the Met, produced an earlier Mensch of the Week. And this is the people behind the scenes deserve recognition for that as well. So many wholesome moments they've already captured this season. And this is probably next to the guest, the Met, like my favorite one so far.
Yes. Well, and they get so much, like the Mets have really charming, fun players, but the social folks really like tap into that and like know how to make the most of it and like catch them in like fun little moments. It's a great marriage altogether. Like good players, good team that knows how to work with them. Very enjoyable.
Well, they've gotten a lot out of Eduardo Escobar this year. Like, your hidden talent.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, again, it's a good combination of a good social team and just a delightful human being.
Eduardo Escobar is the star of most of these videos.
Yes.
And the fact that this video is so good and he doesn't even appear in it, as far as I can remember, it just is a testament to how good this video is. I think my top three reactions of the players that are in the video in order for me personally, and I'll ask Linda and Maggie to weigh in if they have any honorable mentions of their own to add into this. But my top three reactions in order are, number one has to go to Tommy Hunter.
Yes,
for me.
That's obvious.
He saw the piece of candy and he went, "Oh yeah, let's go." It was so cute.
Tommy Hunter always understands the assignment.
Yeah. Every time.
In that moment, he's like, okay, this is what we're doing.
Every time. And then number two is Francisco Lindor. He flashed a big smile and went, ooh, surprise, surprise. in his sultriest voice. It was very funny. And then number three is Pete Alonso, because he leads off the video. He's the first one there. And he just does the like little kid, like, ooh, piece of candy.
Because that's Pete.
Because that's Pete in a nutshell. Like, he's a golden retriever. We've said this many times on the podcast, and it was the perfect video for Pete's personality specifically, I feel like, because he gets excited over like little stuff like that.
I also wanted to shout out Tommy Hunter also, because he was like, "Ooh, what are we doing today?" Like, he was game for no matter what they did. Him and Tommy Pham both came over and said, "Ooh, what do you got for us today?" Like, they actually wanted to participate without them saying anything. So I also thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I love when the players are just like game for whatever. Like, they know, like, you know, like the phone is clearly in their face. They know they're being recorded for something. So they're just like, all right, what we got today?
Well, and they know, and they know the social media folks who are out there doing their job every day, and just capturing some good vibes, which, my God, we need. Please, more good vibes. Any good vibes.
Oh, wait, I also have to shout out Drew Smith, because he also looked very delighted by a piece of candy, too.
Oh, yes, Drew Smith did have a very good reaction, too.
Drew Smith, I'm fairly sure, is 12 years old.
Yes, yes.
It seems to be a Benjamin Button situation, even, like, every season. But
like, that
I'm
was
sure he likes candy. He's 12 years old. Of course he likes candy.
Like, the funny thing about Drew Smith, and I think we, like, have said this in the on the show before in passing, but, like, funny thing about Drew Smith is that every year he's treated as, like, the Mets' young emerging reliever. And it's like, folks, Drew Smith is turning 30 this year.
Oh,
and we're all withering to dust.
How old does that make us?
Exactly. Like, I don't think Drew Smith is any longer be considered the, like, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, like, young rookie. He's extremely not that, but he is extremely excited by candy, so props to him for that.
And they're also very polite too. They all said thank you, they all said hello. It was very sweet.
It was very sweet.
They did have to run after a couple of them to
just
like totally miss, which, like, that is highly relatable. I would absolutely just like get lost in my brain and miss out on the candy.
It was really funny, the like divide between the guys who noticed right away that there was candy and the guys who like kind of like they fist bumped. Like, no one obviously like ignored the fist bump. They were all into the fist bump. But the guys who just like fist bumped and kept walking, and she had to be like, wait.
Yeah, Jeff.
And then, should be like, I'm sorry, look, if a social media person is holding up their phone and like giving you a fist bump, there's something up. Like, just be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, but look, exactly. Like, talking ninja, about Maggie.
Ninja skills.
Exactly. So yeah, it was just that was a particularly wholesome video, and we feel that the Mets social media team is just, they just do a really good job overall, and a shout out for their overall body of work is long overdue. So they are the Mensch of the Week this week.
And also, I will just say, this was not always the case.
No, it's been way better.
For much of their most depressing and memeable history, just a very like outdated and very kind of bland and generic social presence, if you could even call it a presence.
Yeah.
So this is the good stuff.
Yeah. It has been really like fresh the past few years in particular. And credit to Will Caraffalo, who's the I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, but I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Who's the senior director of social media? He's on Twitter, at Will Caraffalo. Easy to remember. And we will put these whenever this Mensch of the Week drops, we will put these folks' handles and the video in question. We will link all those things on our Twitter and such. But then there's also the two social media coordinators who, we suspect, through sleuthing are the ones mostly filming these, though, if someone out there knows and can correct me, feel free to, but we suspect that it's the social media coordinators doing most of the filming of these fun little videos. And those two folks are Claire Dalton and Janie Murray, who are both on Twitter. Janie Murray is at J_Murray97, and Claire Dalton is at Claire E. Dalton on Twitter. So shout out to them and the entire social media team for these fantastic videos, which really brighten our days as Mets
give fans. Us some smiles when there's not much to smile about.
Yes
And letting them show their personalities too.
Truly. And we think that, like, you know, social media is often a sort of a female dominated industry, marketing, social media in general. And, you know, these types of sectors don't often get the recognition that they deserve. And, you know, gender roles and sexism play a part in that too, often. So, you know, in addition to just being under-recognized, because, you know, when you're at Mets, you're very recognized as at Mets, but you're not recognized for the person you are behind the screen. In addition to that, it's just often a female-dominated profession, and so it's often not given the recognition it deserves, because it's a really hard job, and I certainly couldn't do it.
Be nice to your friendly neighborhood social media people.
Yes.
Like, if you're gonna tweet in response to the score, keep it lighthearted.
Yeah, be funny.
They're in on it too. Like, we're all in this together. It's not us versus them. They're not pitching.
Yeah, like the memes, the silly memes are fine, but like, please don't post like mean things.
please just be nice.
Don't tweet mean things at Mets. It is not the social media coordinator's fault that the Mets have a team ERA of like 6.
What are they supposed to do about it?
Pitch though. Like, maybe they should be pitching.
Yeah. If they're half as good at pitching as they are at social media, then the Mets would be in a much better position.
Their third starter
than they are right now. So yeah, Mets social media team, Mensch of the week this week. You can also follow us. We're not as good as at Mets, but you can follow us on all the social medias, at Home Run Applesauce. At HR Applesauce. See, I'm not good at this job. I couldn't do this job because I can't even get our handles right. At HR Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow our show on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at A Pod of Their Own. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to help support our podcast. We are proudly part of the Fans First Sports Network. You can follow each of us individually on Twitter. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Search Home Run Applesauce. You'll find us right there. Please rate and review the show. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crime in podcasts.